This is Northwest News on KNKX. The North Pacific fleet of fishing boats from Alaska is getting old. But according to a new report, that could be a good thing for the economy here in Washington State. 88.5's Simone Alisea has more.
Lots of boats from the North Pacific Fleet already spend some time here at Fisherman's Terminal on Lake Union when they aren't picking up crabs or cod in Alaska. The average North Pacific fishing boat has been around since the 70s.
So the stuff that's happening right now, that's just routine maintenance. That's not really what we're talking about when we're talking about modernization, right?
Yeah, in general, right. Just based on what I see people doing, yes, this is annual maintenance or you know, minor upgrades to the vessel.
That's Mark Gleason. He's the director of the Washington Maritime Federation, which commissioned the report along with the Port of Seattle to figure out how valuable it could be to modify and rebuild the aging fleet. The answer?
Well, the potential as outlined in the study is about $1.6 billion in economic activity.
That's the total amount expected to go into modernization projects over the next 10 years. The report projects that 50% of those projects will happen in the Puget Sound, bringing with them hundreds of new jobs each year during that period. Right now, the boats in the fleet are being modified individually, and the Puget Sound currently only sees about a third of that work, competing with places like the Gulf of Mexico. Gleason's organization represents maritime businesses around the state, and he says the maritime network here puts Washington in a unique position to take advantage of what could be a large-scale opportunity.
You know, if you look at the maritime cluster in Puget Sound, I mean, the network of shipyards and workforce folks and organized labor and suppliers and fishing companies, I mean, I'm happy to compete with the Gulf. I'm happy to compete with any part of the country for this work.
He says if the private shipyards here can coordinate with agencies like the Port of Seattle, the benefit to Washington could be tremendous. The port says it's committed to finding ways to keep the work here. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.